You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Song Healing with Lizzie. Live from soul-songhealing.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Song Healing
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, this is Lizzie. I'm back from Soul Song Healing. And today I'm going to be talking about animal communication, which out of all of my intuitive abilities kind of really surprised me. It kind of snuck up on me. Mostly people come to me for healing work and intuitive readings, but a long time ago, during kind of a surreal time of my life, I was hanging out with this woman who had this massive mansion, and she would have her friends over. She would invite me over to do intuitive readings for her friends. And she had these three dogs, and one of the dogs got really injured one day. And she asked, Lizzie, can you figure out what happened to the dog? So I expected my spirit guides to tell me, but instead the dog answered. And I was really surprised by that. So the first thing the dog said was, it was my brother's fault. It wouldn't have happened if he had come with me. So I told the woman that, and she said, yeah, usually his brother goes with him. Then he explained what had happened in terms of the accident. And then he said something about feeling like the least loved of his family. And that was the day that I realized, oh, I can talk to animals. So I do this professionally. And it, you know, to explain this, I think, understand that words just represent energies. So this is a telepathic connection that you're having, but it's really just you're reading the energy and translating it into words. So it's not that far-fetched, but it definitely surprised me. But that's what I'm going to be doing today. I can talk with animals that are alive or animals that have departed. So I also offer pet mediumship if that's something you're interested in. And you can look it up at Soul-Song Healing. I'm going to take a caller and see if I can talk to their animal. Okay, it looks like we have someone here in Washington, D.C.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, do you have an animal you'd like me to talk to?
Sure. I have a tiny dog. His name is Jackie Chin, and I have a few questions for him.
Okay, sounds good. It sounds cute. What's your first question?
Hold on. I wrote them down. Give me one second.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay, so I was under the understanding that me and my dog, we have a soul contract, and I was wondering what that pertained to. Like, what are the conditions of our soul contract?
Okay, let me see. Okay, so your dog is very loving. I mean, that makes sense for a dog. But the first thing that they're saying is that they're here to help you. Okay, so they say that you struggle with depression and they're trying to help you with your self-worth, but also that there was a focus in your upbringing or like in your current life, in your environment, which also it makes sense if you're in DC, on external achievement, and that they're correct this balance, that it's more about internal growth, that basically like the world of what's outside of you is not going to bring you the same happiness. It's more about shifting what's inside of you. And what he's saying is that you have this gift of being able to shift things that we all do, and that that's who you are on a soul level. And that he's trying to help you realize that so you can shift things on, like create things on behalf of yourself and others. Interesting energy here. Coming from the dog of possessiveness.
That sounds accurate. Yes.
Yeah, I. This isn't part of the soul contract. Like, he's saying, like, the soul contract is, the dog is like, I'm here to help him recognize his true soul's purpose. And it's beautiful because he says that he chose you because you're sweet. He chose you because you're very sensitive, and he wanted to protect you. And there's this vow of, like, I would lay down my life for this person. But there's also this energy. It kind of feels like he definitely considers you both equals, but the energy is like almost of life partners. Like, I am his real life partner, kind of possessive. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that he doesn't like when you have romantic partners over. So it's kind of this energy of, like, he has more to say about this, but it's sort of jealousy. But one of the things he's here, okay, so one of the things he's here to teach you is you have this gift of transmutation. So mm-hmm. He said you were born into DC and you live in DC because you can transmute really heavy energies. And that one of the reasons that you choose some of the people in your life, whether it's friendships or romantic partners, is that on some level, you know that you're trying to help them transmute these, like, really dense energies. So your dog is explaining that, like, partially it is jealousy because there's kind of like a he's mine energy. But it's also this energy of, like, he brings home these people who need a lot of help. They don't, kind of like a nauseous feeling, like he doesn't like their energy. But he's saying that you do it because you have this gift for transmuting energy, and he's here to help teach that to you. You're very powerful at, like, transmuting dense, heavy energies into something lighter, into something beautiful. But he says you have to start with yourself first, instead of trying to do it with these people. He's just, it's a feeling of possessiveness. He's like showing him snuggling with you on the bed, and he's like, no, I'm the priority, kind of. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
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 But it's like, he's got kind of a strong personality. It's very much like, you know, we came together as life partners kind of energy. And I came to teach him these things, and I'm here to protect him. Do you have any other questions?
That's a lot to take in.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You might interrupt me, a lot of information.
No, that's a lot to take in. I guess sometimes it just seems like he's really down, and I'm wondering if he's happy with our life together, and if there's any insights into that. Like, he hasn't been wanting to walk a lot lately. He just seems like really, like, he just seems like really fickle, and I'm trying to figure that out. So if you have any insights into that, I'm all ears.
I'm getting that he's medically okay, but he's very tired. Very tired. Like, pointing to energy shifts that he's going through. And he's also saying that the energy of DC has been really dense for him. So he's sensitive, and he's saying that you're pretty sensitive as well, but that he has this belief that getting out of DC will help him a lot. And he wants to go in nature. The more time in nature, the more he's going to be able to lift this energy. And the other thing he's saying, he's like been here on Earth before, but he finds it kind of confining. I think he just wants to explore different parts of the world a little bit. So if you could take him, like, I see wetlands. So maybe you could take him out to, like, the bay or something, or you could take him on a day trip. Like, I get a big, he just really wants to go experience something out in nature, and it's almost like quality time with you is really important. And he shows wetlands, and I think that's gonna really help him feel better. Like, I'm not getting anything's terribly wrong. I'm not getting, it's just kind of heavy energy, and it's coming from the environment, but like, he doesn't want you to feel guilty. There's no, like, he doesn't hold any of it against you. It's just, you know, obviously there's a lot of stuff going on in DC right now, and it's like, with everything happening, stuff gets dense and he just needs a break. Yeah.
Does he have any other messages for me?
Yeah, let's see. It's basically just a message of like really beautiful love. Like, he's known you before. Did you have a dog when you were a child?
When I was what?
When you were a child, did you have a dog?
Yeah, I had many dogs.
Okay, I am not sure which one it is, but he's saying that he was your childhood dog. Like, he's showing you being like alone as a kid, but you had a dog you were really close to. And I know that that's not as descriptive as I would like, but that he was that dog. And there's kind of a message of like, come back to be with you. But, and he wants you to know that he sees you as very beautiful, and that basically he's here to help you depart from anything that is any beliefs that you're anything less than sacred. It's he's here to show you who you really are on the soul level. He also is saying that he really hates fireworks and that they scream a lot. Like, he showed, like, they feel like torture. So if you could get him away from the fireworks, like, but yeah, it's sort of like the general message that's coming through is like, I want to elevate your self-confidence. I want you to realize your worth. And he views you as like his life partner. So it's not romantic, but he's kind of like, I'm the priority and I came in and we have this relationship, which makes sense because he just sees you as equals, but he has really specific desires for you of like what he's trying to teach you. But he's also saying like, he's showing you in bed, like you two snuggling, and I think it's like after work or something, and that those are the best moments of his life. So just make sure you remember him, remember to snuggle him, I guess. Oh, and also he wants McDonald's ice cream. Do you ever give him ice cream?
Okay. Sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. You give him some ice cream. Yeah, he wants snuggles. He wants to explore a little bit. And I think it'd be good
lately, he hasn't been wanting to go into bed with me though. Like he'll climb up for a second and then he'll run away. Is there any insight into that, or
he feels jumpy? Like, it's weird because sometimes, like the first time I talked to him, his energy felt like sluggish and tired, but that he's like jumpy, and I just see trees. Like, he just needs to go to the forest and balance out his energy. It's hard for him to do it all by himself in DC, or like he wants to get further away. So I don't think you have to get that far away. I've felt this actually, like so anyway, that's what I would say. I hope that helps.
Yeah, very helpful. You know, dogs are important. You know, that they are our best friends for a short period of time, but we're their best friends for their whole lives. So that's an important responsibility.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I hope that resonates. And yeah, it's beautiful connection you have.